Hey, folks, it's Eric the Freedom Screamer again. Thanks for listening in to our instant intel broadcast from upstate New York here on the farm, way far away from New York City. So far, I can't even smell the skank. Sorry to all you people in New York City, but I'm telling you right now, you're setting the template for slavery for the rest of us, and it ain't cool. It ain't working out. We're not going to be held to the same standard as New York City, okay? That's not me. They're not me. I'm not them. Blah, blah, blah. So if you'll forgive the background noise, we're up here on the farm. I'll be walking in and out while I'm doing chores and giving people an update from where I see this whole thing going. We're basically, we have to realize, we have to back up and look at things from the 50,000 foot down view. We're dealing with three kinds of people here. One camp is, well, where do I start? Let's see. Okay, so there's two ends of the spectrum and then a bunch of ninnies that can be brainwashed wallowing around in the middle, which I call the sheeple. So let's start with the middle. You have all the sheeple in the middle flopping around, chasing their tail, toilet paper virus. What's the governor going to say? When can I go back to work? When are the experts going to tell me what I can do? How much Vaseline should I have when you tell me to bend over? When can I leave my house? When can I go to work? When can I shop? Should I wear a mask? No, not before, but now you should. Let's do the little late, day late, a dollar short much here, and what are we, coming into May almost? And now they're telling people wear a mask, which is going to do nothing except allow the government to laugh and drool and grinning from ear to ear like wolves, watching at how stupid and how gullible the American people can be to fall right into this trap of command and control under the cover of a virus or bacteria, whatever pathogen it turns out to be, that is semi-dangerous to some people. So for semi and some, we're going to throw the Republic out with the bathwater and show the ultimate disrespect to every veteran, every person, every freedom fighter. Forget the veterans. How about the people who weren't in the Army and died and left their house during this Revolutionary War? There was no Army. Washington put together something, but the battle was really won by the, I don't want to use the word citizen soldier, and I'll tell you why later. You might know why if you listen to my stuff. The people's militia, which is the lawful, which is basically everybody in the country who's armed and has a patriotic love for their people and love for their land. So we're not fighting for a flag. We're fighting for principles of freedom. If any one of those veterans or people, men, women, children who died in war, if you were able to ask them, hey, what did you die for? Did you die for public health or public safety, or did you die for freedom? Public health, public safety, or freedom? They'd look at you like you were standing upside down and say, what kind of a dopey question is that? Of course, they died for freedom. They didn't die to make society better. Society is nothing more than a fictitious entity. It's a made-up word to describe a group of people that does not exist without individuals. And this is what they want to get rid of, rugged individualism or non-rugged individualism, whatever your individualism is, passive, aggressive, anywhere in between. They want the powers that should not be are desperate to get rid of that. They want you dependent on them. Why do you think Julius Cuomo is constantly talking to people like their children? Well, you kidding me? I know it's scary. I know the fear is always going to be there, pimping the fear. If the anxiety is going to be there, and we know it's always going to be scared, and this is a scary time for people.
Pushing the fear.
We need to have, we have to look at the data, right? And our approach originally was to level the curve, right? And so then we determined that as the level does curve, does the flatten, right?
Okay, now when somebody keeps saying right with a question mark after it, perpetually, they're one of two things. They're either working for the intelligence agencies and trained by them, and now they're what's called a civilian asset. Intelligence officers are placed all throughout society, the government, finance, education, media, etc. They're either trained and actively moving. William Barr, he never left the CIA. He worked for the CIA for 5 years and then was placed out into positions of power in government, in the judiciary, now in the Justice Department of all places. So now we have an attorney general, note the use of the military term, with the same name as the organization that's running this country, the bar. I'm sorry, he added an extra R after the word bar, but it's still bar. Now, that cannot be an accident, okay? These people are laughing at anybody out there who submits to the fear and submits to the orders. I am not saying be reckless. I'm not saying be careless. I've been prepping for this since early January when I heard it was in China, 2 months before anybody even had a clue. So I'm way ahead of this. I knew this was a bioweapon before they started talking about it. It's obvious by the way, by what it is doing. Highly transmissible, almost impossible to detect who has it. High recovery rate, just dangerous enough where you can scare the living daylights out of people and make them think that Godzilla is going to come down the road any minute. Stay inside your homes, lock the door. Don't get together for protests. Don't get together in Virginia to protest the gun seizure. Don't get together and protest the forced vaccinations with all the women and children and Amish who are protesting in New York. Don't get together and protest in Connecticut. Don't get together and protest against the forced vaccinations in New Jersey, where they had a victory, and the big pharma lost that one. The people won, and they won their freedom in that. That's very scary to the powers that should not be. And don't let those people in Hong Kong get together and protest. Oh, boy. So all these protests around the world are going on, and then all of a sudden a convenient pandemic comes along, and what do they have right ready to release? The new concept of social distancing. Don't protest. Don't get together. Don't rally. Sorry, Charlie, but the people are going to do what they want to do. And I trust, generally speaking, I trust the people in this country, especially the ones in rural and middle America. You know, hey, if people want to go into New York and turn it into a communist cesspool and vote for a communist mayor who says he's a communist, let's go with the Escape from New York principle. Anybody ever see the movie with Kurt Russell? Escape from New York. Watch it. It's kind of an old, I don't know how to describe it, but you go watch it yourself. Watch the movie Escape from New York. It's based on the premise that New York City becomes such a cesspool and such a hellhole that they put all the criminals in there and just put a giant 800-foot wall around the whole place. Wall it off, and anybody who wants to live that way is welcome to live that way, and the rest of us can live in reality. So, and that's exactly what the governor of New York, pretending to be governor, I'll tell you who he really is in a minute. You'll know if you listen to my stuff. But the governor is desperate to take away the life that everybody knows, the life of reality, the life that is, the life that ebbs and flows and changes slightly along time, but not dramatically to the point where you don't have any of the values, any of the ethics, any of the structure, any of the environment, any of the freedom that you had previously. And his, so if you listen to this chief executive of the corporation called the State of New York, it's nothing more than McDonald's CEO with a gun. He is desperate to push the, quote, new normal. There is no new normal. Normal is a matter of whatever you think it is, whatever structure, whatever you want to live in. If you want to think that's normal, that's great. Somebody else telling me what my normal is going to be and then telling me there's going to be a new one, where does that end? That changes every time some lunatic, psychopathic control freak with a communist flair, trained by the intelligence agencies, installed as a quote-unquote governor. So don't let him do it, people. Hang on to your mind. Don't let him brainwash you into thinking there's going to be some new normal, and it's going to be based upon what he thinks that normal should be. Oh, really? And what authority does he, as a living man, to tell me, another living man, what I'm going to do with my life, how I'm going to live, what's going to be my normal, what the standards are going to be? Who the hell does he think he is? He is absolutely has to be a psychopathic lunatic to be even mentioning what he's talking about. Even thinking about it would show severe mental instability. Acting out on it, he's a complete raving lunatic. And if I have to hear someone tell me to stay safe one more time, I'm going to throw up. I don't want to be safe. I want to be free. Don't you? And if any of the veterans who died in war, or any of the innocent people who died in war, were asked, what did you die for? They certainly would not say public safety, for the authority of the governor, because I was scared and I thought I had to obey or the state police were going to hassle me. Uh-uh. They would tell you that they died for freedom. So, we're dealing with three kinds of people. This is the premise of this commentary and analysis and update. So, you have the sheeple in the middle who can be swayed to do anything, who will submit to the fear, and they'll flop in the wind. Maybe some will do the right thing. Maybe some will obey the communist dictator and do the wrong thing. Okay, and then over on one side, we have, of course, the people who want to be free and make up their own mind, think with discernment, be responsible, clean, stay out of people's face, wash your hands, great, and then forget it. You're not ordering me to wear a mask. You're not shutting down my private enterprise, period. We have to just say no to that. And then the third group is the hardcore, the absolutely completely brainwashed. And I've heard, it blew my mind because one of the radio talk show hosts was completely on track, making sense, thinking this through rationally, you know, trying to get it through to people that this country is dead if we don't say no to the government tyranny and the out-of-control dictatorship. Whether they have a good excuse for what they're doing or not doesn't matter. We have every right to exercise our freedom on a number of different levels, economically, educationally, you know, movement-wise, travel, etc. So, I mean, tyranny always rides in on a good excuse. Oh, boy, it's just going to save lives. If I could, Cuomo said, if I can save one life, it's all been worth it. Is it really? Is it honorable and just to destroy, ruin, end up killing a lot of people? People are going to turn to drugs and have an overdose. People are going to commit suicide because they're bankrupt. People are going to get divorced. People are going to be stressed. They're going to be malnourished because they can't afford to eat good, clean, healthy food and a well-balanced diet because there's no more money. The food banks are out. I know. I talked to Foodlink. She said they're almost out of food. The last load was a bag of flour and some canned goods. That's it. There used to be veggies, dairy, yogurt, milk, eggs, none of that now. So don't tell me the food supply is not in severe danger. Why do you think the director of the Purdue, the corporate executive that pretending to be the head of the Department of Agriculture, was the first one to speak, I believe, on the Friday press conference, even before the president, and assuring people that the food supply was fine. And he even mentioned something that I called into WBZ AM 1030 out of Boston last week, mentioned to the host Dan Ray of Nightside. And he was very courteous with his time, by the way, the host of Nightside, Dan Ray. And I mentioned the fact that the milk is being dumped on the ground by the hundreds of thousands of gallons. And it's absolute, and other people were commenting that called in later and said it's heartbreaking, and they agreed that it's got to stop and it's absurd, and why are we dumping milk on the ground when the shelves are almost empty and there's no milk on the shelf? Wegmans is saying you can only buy 1 or 2 gallons at a time. I went to Shop and Save in Fillmore. No whole milk at all. And that's the main store for that area of Western New York here. None. It was empty. There was no whole milk. There was a few of, to the 1%, and that was it. Those were almost gone. So I would say it was 4/5 empty. And meanwhile, 10 miles down the road, Boxler Farms in Berriesburg, Farney Farms in Wellsville, I could go on and on and on. I've got a list of them. Dumping milk on the ground by the hundreds of thousands of gallons. One dairy farmer called and said the milk truck is picking up at 11 farms. When they get to the 11th farm, they have a manure pit, and they dump all the milk right in the manure pit. One of the farms tried to give the milk away to the public directly because people are needing, and they're very hungry right now, and its food is in short supply. So they put on Facebook an ad that we're a dairy farm. We'd like to give away our milk because we're having trouble selling it right now. The production plants that do the pasteurizing are all shut down because they get a few people that test positive for the COVID virus. Even though the test is 50 to 80% false return on the false positive. So maybe people don't even have it. Most of them have already got it and have the antibodies to it. So having it doesn't even mean you're sick. It doesn't mean the person you give it to is going to get sick either. Maybe, could, may, might, but we're going to destroy the Republic for that. So anyway, they pick up the milk from 11 farms, dump it on the ground, and then the next day, because the cows have to be milked every day, they go pick up another load and dump another 11 farm loads, an 18-wheeler full of milk. And from the numbers I got, just three farms in this area were dumping almost 500,000 gallons on the ground every 48 hours. Think about that. I know three farms were doing 150,000 gallons at a pop dump every 48 hours, and add on top of that, Barney Farms, there's pictures of them dumping it on the ground on Facebook, Barney Farms, B-A-R-N-E-Y, and you'll see a video of them dumping the milk onto the ground because the Department of Ag and Markets said, you can't give it away on Facebook to the needy. I know there's people starving in New York and people with no milk, and you can't even buy it at the store if you've got the money. But we're going to, but you, not we, the government is telling the farmer, you, Mr. Farmer, are going to dump that milk on the ground, and I don't give a what people starve. Let them die. But the state regulation is more important, isn't it? Obedience is more important, huh? So we're going to let people starve to death because we're all gutless cowards who want to obey the government and not rock the boat. I want to protect my paycheck and my pension. I want to go back to work. I don't want to make any trouble. When can I do this? Can I wash my hands now? Should I brush my teeth too? Should I wipe my bottom? Don't touch yourself. Wear a mask. Stay home. Don't get together with people. Okay, so we got three. Okay, and the people are brainwashed. It thinks that the government has every authority to do whatever it wants to, regardless of anybody else's rights or freedoms. Whatever, you don't have a right to go out of your house because your presence out on the streets may endanger somebody else. It will never end, people. And I'm begging you, the people there who are of the mindset, obey the government, obey the rules. They have our best interest at heart. We're getting honest numbers. They know what to do. They're going to come out with a cure, and it's going to be great. Wow, they're working on our behalf. You people, please, I'm begging you to come over to our side now because later it's going to be too late for you, and nobody's going to want you around. And you're going to be in deep trouble because the government's never going to take care of you. It's never going to have your best interest at heart. It works for its own profit. It works for itself. It's a cancer that will spread mindlessly. And they don't even, many of these people in power don't even know what they're doing. They're just they take orders. And that's dangerous. Germany had this problem in the 1930s. People were just so blinded by fear, whipped up into the war mentality. Notice all the war metaphors that the president and Cuomo and everybody else says, this is a war, we're in a war, the invisible enemy, troops. Trump actually said the nurses and doctors are like in the movies where the troops are charging up the hill. What a raving lunatic. This is not a war. This is an illness, a mental illness on the people who are afraid of it, and a physical illness that's semi-dangerous to some people. Some throw the Republic out with the bathwater. I don't think so. So there's your three groups of people. You have the people on the side of independence and liberty, and freedom is more important than everything. That's the side I'm on. That's why I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer, okay? That's why I have that nickname. No matter what the excuse, it may sound like a really good excuse, but freedom is always more important. This country wasn't founded on public safety and government being your grandmother or your daddy and talking to you like you're a child. And you know, we're going to really take our job is to keep everybody safe. And if I can save one life, it's all worth it. Is it? Is that a claim that somebody can make? I'm going to call myself governor. I'm going to act like you're a dictator. I'm going to talk to you like a child. I'm going to tell you when you can work, when you can leave your house. It's up to me and the quote-unquote experts who are all in the pocket of Big Pharma. Look up the CDC Foundation. That's the privately funded, independent corporate arm of the CDC. And if people don't think that Big Pharma is writing big checks to these big shots, you're not thinking rationally. So our three people, we have the hardcore brainwashed communist society. I'm going to save a life and destroy a million. I'm going to destroy a million lives under the claim that I'm going to save a life. How's that for a psychopathic control freak lunatic at the helm, at the steering wheel right now? People are obeying this. I have the right to destroy millions of lives, starve people, drive them out of their homes, drive them out of their business, put them on government welfare, ruin their lives, and completely take over their minds and their freedom. Ruin their, destroy their spirit, turn them into gutless little cowards that'll do anything, like a little trained little gerbil on a wheel. And we have the people like me, and I would hope to be us, who are going to insist on our freedom no matter what, and we will fight for it. And then the sheeple in the middle all flopping around, not sure. And that's cool. If you're willing to take the information, think it rationally, have some courage, realize this country wasn't founded on public safety. It was founded on freedom. Freedom's more important. We're not all going to die, and the country's not going to disappear because of this illness that's semi-dangerous to some people. Semi-some. So which side are you on? You want the freedom, or do you enjoy being an obedient bootlicker that thinks you have the authority to control other people's lives and then say it's best for society, like a communist turd? Or do you want your freedom? You want to stand up and have courage when it gets overwhelming? Turn it over to the Lord. Turn it over to your higher power, whatever that is. And then move forward with courage. Winston Churchill, I have issues with Winston Churchill, but he said one good thing that was accurate. And he said, courage is the foremost of all the virtues. For without it, you may never get to experience any of the others. Did you get that? Without courage, you get nothing else. You're gonna like a ninny, you're going to roll up, cower like a coward, And partly out of obedience, partly out of fear, partly out of just desire to not rock the boat. Freedom sometimes requires rocking the boat. It requires protest. This country was founded on protest. Anybody who demonizes the protesters and says, "Oh, I don't know what's going out there, driving around circles and waving a bunch of flags and signs have to do. You know, you should stay home a bit." You are not true Americans. The people who are protesting are true Americans. This country was founded on protest. Hello. You all wouldn't have anything out there right now. Nothing. Zero. If it weren't for the massive protest with firearms that took place in 1776. Hello. So freedom requires courage. It requires clarity of thought. It requires not submitting to the fear. I had an old woman tell me once, this is when a store in Portland was being shut down. It was a sad, long, sad story, a very, really neat organic food store, and it was awesome. But the Daily Grind, it was called, and they had the best food, and they were going out of business because the state, you know, it's a communist state, and the kids at the bottom of the food chain there think communism's cool because this stuff's going to come back from the corporations to the people. That ain't the way it works. With communism, you have a quicker recipe for disaster with the stuff from the people trickling up toward the corporations. I don't care whether it's communism, fascism, capitalism. Every ism winds up with the same 50, 60, 70, or 100 or so Politburo thugs sitting in Senate and telling everybody else what to do. While they're drawing a paycheck and eating fine wine and dinner, everybody else is struggling. Easy for them to say, stay home, don't go to work, shut your business down, you're not essential, wear a mask, bend over and grab them, so to speak. It's got to stop, and it only stops when the people says it stops. They're laughing right now saying, ha, can you believe how much the Americans will let us get away with if we can scare them? So they're hoping to pull a whole bunch of sheeple flopping around in the middle, not sure where they stand, and kind of obeying and going with the flow and putzing along. And the evil ones are trying to pull them in with brainwashing, fear, orders, you must, you can't. Society is more important. You got a new normal. Your old America is gone. Forget your Christian values. Forget your gun ownership. Forget everything. Everything now is social justice, communism, redistribution of wealth. You massive overbearing state telling everybody else what to do rather than the people getting involved. And this is what happens when we go to sleep. It was our own fault. We, the people, didn't get involved enough, and we let this happen. We let these scumbags take over. So now it's time to restore everything and make it the way it was. As best we can, and I'm not saying go back in time. I'm saying adhere to the original concepts that guarantee us freedom and prosperity. those are all being violated right now by this out-of-control dictatorial government that thinks it's doing things in the public interest. It's convincing people that it is, but that's never its goal, and that's never the outcome. Look at all the societies that went down the road of tyranny. They all collapsed. And that's why this great experiment in freedom requires diligence and involvement. So people could be a force multiplier and blast this out to everybody that you know. We're hoping that that giant group of people in the middle that aren't really on, you know, they're just kind of doing what they're told, are going to suck it up and have some courage and start saying, no, you're not going to force me to do this. You're not going to force me to do that. My right to freedom supersedes everything. And if you want a little bit of legal ammunition for that, the U.S. Constitution says, under Article 6, Section 2, it's commonly known as the Supremacy Clause. And the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says, this Constitution is the supreme law of the land, nothing else. Not the New York State statute, not the state of emergency declared by the chief executive of the corporation called the State of New York. It says the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Now, something very interesting. So that is some legal ammunition. Now, a very interesting word in there that people need to key in on is not only the word supreme, not only the word law, but the word land. And that's very important to illustrate how we got scammed by the four founding fathers who didn't complete the thought. And that way they didn't complete the freedom. And here's the rub. Here's the problem. There's three jurisdictions. There's land jurisdiction, there's air jurisdiction, and there's sea jurisdiction, or maritime jurisdiction, law of the seas. Under land jurisdiction, you have guaranteed rights from your creator because man was created out of the earth. And you have those inherent, God-given, natural rights without the government. Doesn't matter what Cuomo says, doesn't matter what Trump says. None of that matters. You're born with inherent rights. Given to you by the Creator and guaranteed by the Constitution, which under Article 6, Section 2 says supreme law of the land. What they didn't include was the word seas. They should have read, this is the supreme law of the land and the seas or the waterways, territorial waterways of the contiguous, you know, states of the Union. They could have worded it to include maritime jurisdiction. And they did not, for a specific reason, because the powers that really control this country control the courts. And through the bar, they control the legislators. And don't forget, the courts, the judges, are all members of the bar. You can't run to be a judge in New York State unless you're a bar member. And that should not be that way. You should be able to run for judge no matter what. If you're a farmer, you should be running for judge. That's what we need. People to look at things rationally with reality and not these judges who are forcing us under UCC law to keep us under the law of the seas. Now, if anybody has questions about this, look up the United Nations Law of the Seas Treaty. That's the United Nations Law of the Seas Treaty. And I know someone personally in the Dakotas who was arrested for picking up a piece of a rare mineral off the ground. Usually only found in Canada. It was found also in the Dakotas, called ammolite. He found a small deposit on private property and had permission to be there picking up little pieces of ammolite. He was arrested, held in jail overnight with no charge. And the next morning, the prosecutor came and handed him a piece of paper, and it said, you are in violation of the UN Law of the Seas Treaty, wherein you cannot pick up anything off the ground, an artifact, an Indian arrowhead, a piece of gold, anything. Without it being a crime, because not only do the waterways, that means sea, oceans, rivers, lakes, ponds, streams, that was the big water databasing thing that took place 10 or 15 years ago that everybody bitched about, but it also pertains to the way they have it written in the code, is that not only is it the waterways, all of them, but it's the landmass in between the waterways, and I saw this on one of the Archdiocese websites that confirmed it out in Oregon. It said the waterways and all the land in between and connecting the waterways. So that covered everything. the water, and the land in between the water. That simple phrase right there, and the land in between the waterways, that means the whole country then. And that's what was their intention. So they placed the land into maritime or sea water jurisdiction, and on the ocean, on the water, on the seas, under admiralty jurisdiction, maritime jurisdiction, the law of the seas, you don't have common law rights that you do on the land. Everything is adjudicated, that means judged, or, you know, the law under what's called the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. Look it up. I got a whole book on the UCC. This is what the attorneys and judges really go by. They could care less about your Constitution. They could care less about common law rights, the Magna Carta, anything. They so everything, because you're on land in between the waterways, that falls under the law of the seas treaties that the United States has already signed on to, apparently, because this prosecutor just a few years back handed this guy and said, you are in violation of the UN law of the seas treaty. And that's the problem. So when they write up these law of the seas treaties, maritime jurisdiction statutes, they all fall under UCC law. They all fall under the Uniform Commercial Code. So that's what you're dealing with when you go into a court. That's why Donald Trump and Governor and the Executive Cuomo and the Chief Executive of Erie County here, Buffalo, in Western New York, I heard him say it as well. They're all saying if you violate any of these orders, there may be, so they're saying maybe, a civil penalty. And they've all said it's not a criminal action. You're not going to go to jail for not wearing a mask. But we may give you a civil penalty, or they'll try. And that's very important that people key in on that word. That word civil means commercial. They're all told you right there, the president, the governor, the executive of the county, a few counties over from where I live. I'm way out in the country. But the nearest city county is Erie County, where Buffalo is. And he said, you know, we may give you a civil act. We may take civil action against you. It's all commercial. It's not a crime. There's no law. If there's no actual law, there can be no actual action. And 95% of what you're seeing has no actual law attached to it. It's all just action, orders, dictates, policy. One of the most dangerous words in our language right now is the word policy, because that means somebody can make up something, hand it to the police or the army, and say, you do this. There's no law. There's no debate. There's no enacting clause. There's nothing. There's nothing lawful. So the first question I have for any authority figure, or pretending to be an authority figure, they don't really have authority, they only have power. But these pretend authority figures exercising power they're not lawfully entitled to. That's one of the first questions I ask them. Excuse me while I step outside here. Show me your lawful authority. Where's the positive law with an enacting clause to prove that you have this authority? And then who is telling you that that's okay? Other men? Other men telling other men what to do. Women telling other men what to do. Women telling other women what to do. These are just people. These are not governors. These are not authorities. These are not experts. These are people with agendas, and we have to look at it that way and be clear-headed and rational about this. Cuomo, who has said, get out of New York if you're a patriot. He didn't use that word. He said, gun owner, you know, Bible believer. He painted up the whole God and country type of people. You know, you're generally conservative type people. He said, get out of New York. Okay, now whatever your theory is on those type of people, telling them to get out of the state that they lawfully live in is not appropriate. And if anybody thinks that Cuomo has changed because of this virus, he hasn't changed a bit. He's more of a communist dictator than he ever was. He's loving this. He's going to tell you if he thinks he can save a life, he's entitled to destroy the lives of millions. That's what he's doing. He said, if I can save one life, this has all been worth it. Really, he's claiming the authority that if he thinks he can save a life, he's not actually saving a life. He's sitting in the governor's mansion and telling other people what to do. So he's not saving anyone. Let's be rational about this. The lunatic saying if he can save a life, which he's not doing at all, he's entitled to destroy the lives of millions. Think about that. Where can that end? You might as well just crawl into the Matrix tank like in the movie and go on virtual reality. I'll keep everybody real safe. Eisenhower said, if you want total safety, go to prison. You'll have clothing, you'll get food, you'll get medical attention. The only thing lacking will be freedom. He was the commander of the army in D-Day and the supreme commander of all the Allied forces in Europe in World War II. He's the president of the United States, I think, twice. So he was in the system, and he knew. Him and Kennedy were the last two people in the system that at the presidential level that were at close. You know, and I had a few issues with both of them, but they were generally on the right track. And they were close to, well, helping us retain our freedom and our rights under the Republic and not fall into this trap of let's worry about society in a democracy where 51% of the wolves that work with the government can destroy the other 49% of us who are demanding our freedom. So be part of the freedom side and don't be part of the ninnying wussy side that's going to submit to every bit of fear and think that these people are actually telling you the truth and think that these people actually have your best interest at heart. That'd be foolish, and it can be fatal. People will follow the Pied Piper right over the cliff. If the song that the Pied Piper is playing, look up the old Pied Piper, it's a kind of a fable about, you know, the man with the flute, and he's playing a tune, and all the rats follow him right over the cliff. If the tune is sweet enough and they like the sound of it, the people will follow these dictators to the point. I'll tell you, they'll force you to wear an entire hazmat suit someday. You cannot leave your house unless you have a full suit. It starts with the mask, and it goes to the mask and goggles. And it goes to mask, goggles, and shoe covers. At every door of every store, you got to put on shoe covers first. No big deal. You got the mask, and now you got the goggles, right? Now you got the shoe covers. Well, that's okay. It's for public safety. I mean, it'll keep everybody safe. I mean, can't we just all do it and not complain? And then it'll be so much easier to be a slave than it will be to be a free man or a free woman. Slavery is much easier. Just submit. Do whatever you're told. Be a dog. So be one of the people who demands freedom and not one of the ninnying wussies who's going to follow the Pied Piper over the cliff of public safety when everyone I could guarantee you that if anybody who died in war didn't die for public safety, they died for freedom. The vast majority. You may get some fool, some bootlicker, and they exist, but the vast majority of people who give their life for freedom, they gave it for freedom. They give it for public safety. I mean, it's right there. It's not a stretch. This is all common sense. People use your common sense. So realize the government is nothing but liars. It's a self-serve. Look at how many times the president, how much time the president spends congratulating himself, congratulating his people, promoting the multinational corporations. He literally had one of his press conferences was nothing but a giant commercial for the corporations. I mean, he listed them and mentioned the CEOs, said I'd give them each a personal shout-out. I mean, I thought they were going to have an orgy up there on the stage with all the corporate CEOs, you know, getting down. It's absurd. These aren't the people who made America great. It's the little guy. It's the middle class. It's the small farmer, not the big, not Purdue, and who's the Department of Agriculture, Sonny Purdue, the head of the biggest one of the biggest food corporations in the world, Purdue Chicken. So he's not going to be serving the interest of the small farmer. He's going to be serving the interest of the large corporate farms because he is one of them. What do you think he's going to do? Serve his people or serve the little guy? That's what happens when you put corporate officers in positions of power in government. They're not going to serve the people. They're going to serve their corporate interests. So I'm encouraging people to keep their mind free, to keep their body and their life free. Don't submit to the fear. The woman at the Daily Grind, when it was closing down, that beautiful place in Portland, I never got to the punchline on that, she poked me in the chest and said, don't submit to the fear. We were having a long talk about freedom and government driving business, small businesses out and all the problems that they were having. And the last thing she said while she was poking me in the chest with her finger, she said, don't submit to the fear. And she was dead serious. And she was right. And I always remembered that, because if, as soon as you submit to the fear, the government could do anything with you. They can have their way with you. You will do anything if you're scared enough. And if you trust those lunatics enough and think they're the people that you're supposed to obey because they're the experts and they're the authorities, these people, these are just ruthless people who happen to rise to positions of power because their moral structure is very low. Their greed is very high. Their desire to control other people's lives is obsessive compulsive. It's a drive. That's why Cuomo said on March 31st in his press conference, he said, sometimes you need the emergency to force change. Sometimes, meaning over time, this not just this emergency. He didn't say, you know, this emergency was helpful because it forced us to make changes that we would not have otherwise. He said, sometimes you, meaning anybody, everybody, he's talking in broad terms here. Sometimes, very general terms, sometimes you need, not a want, a need, like oxygen, like food, like water, like shelter. You need that. Sometimes you need. He didn't say he needed it. He said you, because he didn't want to be too honest and pull his pants down and say, sometimes I need a good emergency to make you change into what I want you to be, New Yorkers. That's what he meant. But he said, sometimes you need the emergency, not COVID-19, not this situation, the emergency, quote unquote. That's a proverbial any emergency. The emergency, I mean, he's talking 9/11, a war, a nuclear disaster, hurricane, earthquake, the emergency, could be anything. So you have to look at these words he's using very carefully to read into what he is, and what he is a very dark person. So sometimes you need the emergency to force change. Think about that. He's forcing it on us. He's not saying we have to adapt and make a few changes, you know, to keep some people alive. He's saying to force change. And then what's the change? He said it. We're in the new normal. Social justice, people rights, you know, all the mantra of the left that's really no different from the mantra of the right, ultimately. Example, the reason that they want so many people flooding over the border, which is eventually going to sink the ship if it goes on too far, both sides want that to keep happening, both the Democrat side and the Republican side. It's obvious. The Democrats want their pool of illegal voters to put them in power, and the Republican corporate masters want that pool of illegal labor to keep the labor costs down and not have to pay anybody a livable working wage. They can pay them peanuts because they come from, you know, across the border and they're used to making pennies on the dollar. So it's both sides. You see how the Republicans want that? Now, they'll BS around and tell you they're going to build a wall and this, that, and the third. It ain't going to happen. There's gaps everywhere along the way where you can't build a wall. And the people will come through those areas. Absolutely. Cliffs and canyons and rugged terrain where it's almost impossible to sink in a wall and make it work. They'll go right past those areas and think, well, that's very difficult for somebody to come through there. Well, let me tell you, that's where they're going to come through. So all these little holes in the chinks in the armor are intentionally put there so the Democrats can get their illegal voters and the Republicans can get their illegal laborers. I mean, and that's going to kill the country eventually. It just is. We have to think rationally through this. We allow several million people a year to come into this country through the front door legally. I know many of them who have, and they're great people. I love our people that come from overseas are the best. They've seen the garbage that comes from an out-of-control government. They went through the war. They know what this is. They see what's coming. They're hip to the scam. I love these people. But not, don't bum rush the border, bro. So we got to do this with some rationality, and allowing millions in is mighty generous of any country. Your country is like your house. Do you have a lock on the front door of your house, or do you leave the front door wide open when you go to work in the morning? Do you close the door and pull the garage door down, or do you leave it open all night?
What do you do when you leave the house and go to the store? Do you lock up or do you leave open and open the door wide and put the little catch so the door is actually open and stays open like you were airing out the house and then just walk out and get in your car and split all the doors wide open? That's what you're doing when you leave the country open. So for any of you out there who are kind of not sure on that one, let me assure you, if any of our country is coming back, which it will if we all make it do that, it's not going to stay that way for long if you allow the country to – what are we going to allow? Everybody in the world to come here? So there has to be some limits to how much – and by the way, y'all who think that we should just open the door and open the wallet, you go open your door and your wallet first. Don't worry about mine. Stop voting for people who are going to steal my wallet and force my door open. You can be an idiot and a fool all you want. Leave your place wide open. Go with this thing, no borders, no nothing, and watch what you end up with. I'm not even going to describe it. You'll see. But we'll get into that on another broadcast of the potentials of where this could go as far as a totalitarian nightmare. You're seeing it right now. They're going to force people to wear things. They're going to force people to mark themselves. They're going to force people to give their blood, take tests before they can work, before they can drive, before they can travel. So it's time to just say no to the out-of-control government. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. Derek the Freedom Screamer will catch you on the rebound. I'll probably check in later today. If not, hang in there. Don't believe the BS. Take care of yourself with vitamin C, zinc, flavonoids, which can be found in peppers and citrus fruit. Essential oils work great. Vinegar is a great disinfectant and antibacterial, germ, viral. Nothing lasts in vinegar, I can assure you. The strongest life forms in the world do not hold up to vinegar. So there's a great disinfectant if you want to use something natural, because I can tell you right now, looking at the ingredients of some of these chemicals that they're using to kill the coronavirus and that they're sterilizing the stores with and that people are using on their hands and their skin, well, let me tell you, these chemicals are going to do far, far more damage than any virus could ever do. So vinegars and essential oils are a great way to go. So if you're fortunate enough to hear this information, share it with those who will use it. When you hit a brick wall and people don't want to hear it and they just want to obey and tell you what to do with your life and they want to be a control freak and pretend that they can tell everybody else what to do because they think it's a good reason, tell them they have no jurisdiction to tell you what to do at all. And you're not stupid enough to believe the BS. So if they would be kind enough to respect your freedom, you walk away and move on to the next person. Don't cast your pearls before swine. If people are resistant to the truth, you smile, you did your best, you move on to the next person, and you'll see there are people out there who want to be awake. There are those who don't want to wake up, but there are those who are very, very receptive to the information. Particularly the Amish, I noticed, were very open to hearing about the what was going on in the Antichrist system that they're so desperately trying to avoid, and I'm trying to help them do it. So, all right, thanks for being with us, people. Please take this and get it out to as many people as you can. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer. We have courtroomwatch.com. We haven't posted there in a little while because courts are closed, and we're using the Anti-Deep State Party. .com website for blogs. It's going to be kind of our online newspaper, the Anti-Deep State Party. And don't forget to help us out with Single Parents over at singleparentshelpingsingleparents.org. It's a good place to network with other people. Subscribe, follow us, click on, help our numbers get up there, and please spread the word as much as you can, because we're certainly not getting the truth from the corporate media. And even the places that were formerly, you know, I would say, at least in appearance, or at least in some regard, patriotic, are completely sold out. The Republic Broadcasting Network is going down the tubes hard and fast because the owner of the network refuses to look at Trump objectively. He refuses to demand that Trump do the right thing. He's just saying, well, Trump can do whatever he wants because he's scared that he's going to wind up like Kennedy. Well, too bad. You're going to take the job. You're going to take the risk. You're not going to get up there and cower and tell me that you can't do this or that because you're scared that, you know, you might, what happened to Kennedy might happen to you. That's tough bananas. That's part of the deal when you step into that level. okay? And I'd be happy to do it if I had public support, but there's no corporation or media outlet that's ever going to support Eric the Freedom Screamer, because he's going to be respecting people's freedom and completely dissolve the United States corporation and return it to a lawful government of, by, and for the people. So, please, we need you out there to spread this word. Nobody in any position of power. It's up to us, okay? We are the solution that we've been waiting for. So let's all step up to the plate. Even doing a little bit right now, people can help. And so don't count on, you know, Alex Jones, you know, or the Republic Broadcasting Network or all these places that claim to be, you know, they're not giving you the full story and they're not giving you any solutions. Solution number one, do not obey. Think for yourself. Solution number two, do not consent to being a citizen. The most dangerous word in our language, one of the probably the single most dangerous word. Earlier I mentioned a dangerous word that I said, one of the most dangerous words. I think the word citizen is the single most dangerous word in the American English language right now for the following reason. The word citizen, which people think means like a free person or a good American and blah, 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 actually is defined as, and you can look this up, I went to four different dictionaries, and the lexicographers at Oxford define citizen as the following. Okay, so just type in lexicographers at Oxford, those are the wordsmiths, and look up the definition of the word citizen, and you'll see it's very short. It says, a legally recognized subject of a state or commonwealth. Did you get that? Do you know what a subject is, people? That means you're a servant. You're a slave. You are submitting to an authority, whether it's a king. It's usually used to describe somebody who lives under a king or a queen. They're a subject. And this whole part of this whole several hundred year scam that they've been pulling on us, one of the key linchpins was after the Civil War, passing the 14th Amendment, which declared, without my consent and without your consent, people, because this was back in 1870, declared that everybody in the country was now a citizen. So they claimed to free the slaves, but they enslaved everybody under the word citizen, which we know is defined as a legally recognized subject. So as soon as they put everybody into a state of citizenship, they put you into a state as a subject of subservience, a state of slavery, where you are obedient to that state master. The word citizen is not defined as a free person. How did I find this? Reading Roman history and finding out in the year 212 AD, all free men of the empire in ancient Rome became citizens. Really? What's the transition from being a freeborn man or woman into a citizen? If I'm freeborn, I want to stay there. I don't want to change. What's the citizen thing? What's the transfer? Transferring anything out of freedom, okay, is a step down. There's no place I'm going other than that. The freeborn man thing sounds good. That was great. Now, what's the citizen thing? What do you mean became a citizen? Yeah, the government just says everybody's now a citizen in Rome. And we're going to offer citizenship to those outside the country. And it did a bunch of things. It brought in foreign influence, so it degraded the society. It allowed a larger pool for the military, because you had to be a citizen to be a soldier. So they could bring all these foreign troops into their army and create a massive, giant, burgeoning army of all these now citizens, because everybody in the empire now became a citizen. Now, they didn't vote for that, and they weren't naturalized. They didn't raise their hand and say, I swear to be a citizen of the state of Rome or the United States or whatever. They didn't do that. They just became. And the word became, yeah, that means they were ordered. So when anybody tells you that or asks you, because this is where they get you, they hand you a document for a bank account or a driver's license, and they say, citizenship? There's a little box there. They'll ask you if you come over the border from Canada to the U.S., citizenship? And they all want you to say United States. And the first thing you want to stop doing is admitting that you're a citizen. And the first thing that you want to start doing is ask them, what authority do they have to use a label on you? What do you mean, citizen? I'm Eric. Who are you? Oh, I'm Officer so-and-so. Officer, was that what you were when you came out of your mother? That's a made-up thing. Who are you? And you can start nailing them down on their status as a living man and not some magical officer or sergeant or dictator or governor or president or CDC director or any other garbage. These are all nothing more than people with their own best interest at heart that want to control you at the point of a gun. So stop declaring yourself a citizen. And every time you say that you're a good citizen, you're admitting that you're a legally recognized subject. Not only does that make you have to obey all the orders of the state, it also gives you a list of obligations to the state that you have to meet because you're a good citizen and the state is more important than the individual. That's communism. Citizen, communist. American national, it would be okay. If you have to pick something to identify yourself as on a document and you have to write something in there, the word American national works just fine. And that's what you want to stick with. All kinds of other people are doing this, folks, so don't feel that you're going to be flopping in the wind alone. And you can communicate with me and let me know if you're pursuing this, if you have any issues with it, if you want to learn more. courtroomwatch@gmail.com. CourtroomWatch. Courtroomwatch. All right, we got an email account there at Gmail. And let us know if you want to learn more about this. But we're going to put it out there so people can have it to listen to without communicating by email. I know email is sometimes sketchy. I sent an email to the owner of one of the radio networks for an appearance, and it went right to his spam. And this was a personal email. It wasn't a Courtroom Watch where it looked like a business. And no, it was my personal, you know, Eric Hughes, you know, at Yahoo email, and the government's got all my emails going right to people's spam. So I'm having difficulty communicating with people. And that lets me know I'm right on track because they wouldn't be jamming me up if I wasn't having an effect and if they weren't scared of the truth. With that, I'll say goodbye. Thanks for joining us. No citizenship. You're an American national. Stay tuned because I'll probably be checking in with you either later today or tomorrow, which is Sunday. So hang in there, people, and don't submit to the fear.